The case comes in, or anyway, it comes in to us. On a frozen dawn in the kind of closed down January that makes you think the sun's never going to drag itself back above the horizon. Me and my partner are finishing up another night shift, the kind I used to think wouldn't exist on the murder squad. A massive scoop of boring and a bigger one of stupid, topped off with an avalanche of paperwork. Two scumbags decided to round off their Saturday night out by using another scumbag's head as a dance mat. For reasons that are clear to no one, including them. We turned up six witnesses, every one of whom was banjo drunk, every one of whom told a different story from the other five, and every one of whom wanted us to forget the murder case and investigate why he had been thrown out of the pub, sold bad skunk, ditched by his girlfriend. By the time witness number six ordered me to find out why the dole had cut him off, I was ready to tell him it was because he was too stupid to legally qualify as a human being and kick all their arses out onto the street. But my partner does patience better than I do, which is one of the main reasons I keep him around. We eventually managed to get four of the witness statements matching, not only each other but the evidence, meaning now we can charge one of the scumbags with murder and the other one with assault, which presumably means we've saved the world from evil in some way that I can't be arsed figuring out. We've signed over the scumbags for processing and we're typing up our reports, making sure they'll be on the gaffer's desk, all nice and tidy when he comes in. Across from me, Steve is whistling, which out of most people would make me want to do damage. But he's doing it right. Some old trad tune that I quarter remember from sing songs when I was a kid. Low and absent and contented, breaking off when he needs to concentrate and coming back with easy trills and flourishes when the report starts going right again. Him and the whispery hum of the computers and the winter wind idling around the windows. Just those and silence. Murder works out of the grounds of Dublin Castle, smack in the heart of town, but our building is tucked away a few corners from the fancy stuff the tourists come to see, and our walls are thick. Even the early morning traffic out in Dame Street only makes it through to us as a soft, undemanding hum. The jumbles of paperwork and photos and scribbled notes left on people's desks look like they're charging up, thrumming with action waiting to happen. Outside the tall sash windows, the night is thinning towards a chilled grey. The room smells of coffee and hot radiators. At that hour, if I could overlook all the ways the night shift blows, I could love the squad room. Me and Steve know all the official reasons we get loaded down with night shifts. We're both single. No wives or husbands or kids waiting at home. We're the youngest on the squad. We can take the fatigue better than the guys looking at retirement.